You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 71, and I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says we keep memories alive. I'm going to share a little bit more in a moment on how she does that. Joining me on today's show is Marilyn Arnold. Marilyn Arnold Designs. They repurpose sentimental items to be enjoyed, shared, and handed down through generations. They design and they create t-shirt memory quilts, wedding items from mom or grandma's wedding gown, teddy bears from onesies, grandma's mink coat, or clothing from a loved one. Now, on today's show, Marilyn is going to share, give ideas as to what can be done with treasured items that are stored away, and also how to bring back remembrances of life's cherished moments, as well as how to keep memories alive that can be shared with future generations. So look forward to hearing more. Welcome to the show, Marilyn.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Anne-Marie.
Oh, you are so welcome. You know, as I was reading through your bio and information about what you did, and you were talking about items that you make from grandma's wedding gown, I recall a story that my mother told me from her wedding gown, and she was married in the second, or around the time of the Second World War, where things were really scarce, and they celebrated their wedding with their guests with a cup of tea, which was really indulgent apparently because things were that scarce. But what she had said that from her wedding dress, her sister-in-law designed and created the baptism dress. And yes, that has been passed down from generation to generation. All of my three kids, my three brothers were baptized in it. I wasn't because I was a bit of a bigger child, but all three of my children have been baptized in that, as have others. So there's a bit of a booklet that goes around with it too. You really can create memories. And here I am sharing the story today about that, and it brings back a lot of fond memories. What an opportunity for you to be able to work with people and create something that allows them to keep a memory alive and share that from generation to generation.
Yes, yes, it's, I cannot tell you, first of all, how much fun it is, and second of all, how the reaction of people when they see what I've done. I had probably one of the most unusual things I've done is that I made a christening gown from a set of sheets that would have been the great grandmother for the baby. I don't know if in Australia they did this, but in the States, at one time people did a lot of crocheting around the edges of pillowcases and sheets and things like that. And there was probably, oh gosh, I would say 5 or 6 inches at least of lace that had been crocheted around these. She had the sheets, she had the pillowcases, she had a duvet. So we made the baby's christening gown. It was a little girl. And when the grandmother came to pick it up, she said to me, I wish my mom could be here to see this. She said she would cry if she saw this.
Yes.
So it was just, and what's so cool is this was her first grandchild. Mm. So she's going to have this. And I had not thought about the booklet, but that is a great idea to have something written down. Yeah. I really like that. I'm going to incorporate that.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Well, you know what's interesting, because two of my brothers are ministers, and another one is and also a missionary, and then the other teaches in a Christian school. But what they also wrote down, which was nice, was the minister who who baptized them. And that was nice because, you know, the memories, and you can recall that. And again, because at that time, when even as the child, you would have no idea, but that thing is really nice. So just let us know, how did you get into this? I mean, obviously you're a very crafty person, but had circumstances, or you'd heard something, or what gave you the vision to start this business?
Yeah. It was pretty interesting. I grew up, I learned to sew when I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. My mother was a seamstress and my grandmother was a seamstress. And supposedly, I don't know if this is true or not, but what my mother says is that when I started school, going to school, when I was 6 years old, I had dresses, because, you know, you wore dresses then. Mm. And I had enough dresses that I went to school for 6 weeks without wearing the same dress twice. And that was from my mother and my grandmother. Yeah. And then when I was nine, mother sat me down and started teaching me, because here again, I grew up on a farm and in the Midwest. And what did you do? You made your clothes. That's just what you did. So mother taught me, and she was a pretty good taskmaster. Mm. So she always made sure that everything was done correctly. And I was very blessed in that I had a number of honors at that time. And then I really wanted to be a fashion designer. But coming from the type of background that I came from, you know, my dad wasn't going to pay for that foolishness, okay? So then, long story short, I went to school, I got married, and I went into financial services. And I was in financial services for 29 years. Did not touch a sewing machine or anything. I didn't. I worked 12-hour days, and I didn't have time. So then when it came time for me to retire, my accountant, she and I were having lunch one day, and she asked me, she said, what are you going to do now? And I really had not thought about it. And she said, well, you have to do something, because you're not the type of person that's going to just sit. Mm. So I started thinking about what I was going to do, and thought about, you know, the sewing came back to me, because I was doing some fun things at my house, making some balances and things like that. And we were having dinner with a friend of mine, of ours, a couple in Philadelphia, because that's where we lived at that time. And she asked me if I would make pillows from her wedding gown. She said, my wedding gown has been hanging in the closet for 30 years. And she said, I'm never going to do anything with it. They didn't have children. And she said, I'd love to have pillows. And that's really when the light bulb came on for me.
Yes.
And so I went to my friend. I had taught business training, business coaching, and things for so many years. And I thought, okay, well, I have to walk the walk. So I did my business plan, and I did a feasibility study. I asked 10 people that I knew, 10 women that I knew, what they thought of the idea, and they thought it was a great idea, and they all wanted one. And then the Lord just made this path for me, Anne Marie, because one of my very good friends, she owned her own public relations firm. And she taught me about public relations and the difference between marketing and public relations. So, and then here again, I was so blessed. I had made friends with a lady in Philadelphia, a good friend of mine, Dr. Thelma Reese. And Thelma wrote a book called The New Senior Woman. And she put me in the book. And that led to an article in the New York Times about what I was doing.
As you do.
Which was awesome, because in that time we had decided to move back to the Midwest, where all of our family, our kids and our grandchildren, and my mother, and my mother is still living. She's 91. And so we decided to move back. And the article in the New York Times then gave me enough business for a year, so that it helped me, so that I could get my business started again here in the Kansas City area. And it's just basically people, when they hear what I do, they really like the idea. And then it's grown into all of the other things that we make. And the t-shirt memory quilts are huge also. We've done so many of those, and it's really interesting. Probably my biggest clients for those are parents who have boys. It seems like that guys really like the memory quilts. So we just finished one that was from football jerseys that a young man, he played football since he was in second grade, mm-hmm. and his mom had saved his shirts. And then last year in his senior year, this was his senior year, mm-hmm. and last fall they actually won the state basketball championship.
Wow.
Or football. I'm sorry, football.
Football.
Wrong sport there. So, so it's just really grown from there. So that's how I got started.
Oh, that's such an incredible story. And you know, there's so many lessons in that, you know, for people who are listening and watching, even the recording, in that God really uses aspects of our life, like for you growing up, nine, being taught, because at that time you needed to, because that was just the circumstance, as you said, mm-hmm. you needed to make your clothing, yet go full circle now, that is, you're tapping into that and now creating memories that will last a lifetime, you know, from generation to generation as well. And and had you not, at that moment where your friend said, could you make me please, out of my wedding dress, some pillow slips, had you not then gone, I wonder if this is an idea, and then followed that along that pathway, it may have been, just been a missed opportunity. How often do we miss those opportunities that God places right in front of us? To say, here, you know, what did you do at that time? Because I want to just, did you take that to prayer? Because so often we do miss those opportunities and we're praying, Lord, I've been praying for this for so long, which direction? And it's like, I've been sending these indications, you haven't. So what were there some other things you were doing at that time? Or you're just quite observant of things like that when they happen?
Well, I feel like I'm pretty observant of those types of things. I've been extremely blessed because I was raised in a Christian home and really came to know the Lord when I was about 10 years old. Mm. And I know that sounds like, well, did we really know, you know, you were 10. But that time just, you know, and I'm not going to tell you that I haven't had ups and downs, because I totally have had ups and downs. But we do. But we do have that. You know, that's the way we learn. That's the way God helps us learn. But I do believe I've always been, I've always been a risk taker. And I guess I don't look at it as a risk, because I know that the Lord, you know, the path is going to open for me. Mm. And I've done things that didn't work out, but which we all have. But I've done this here again. I've been so blessed with so many wonderful friends. And one of the things that I like to imagine is that Jesus is sitting beside me. Mm. And, you know, sometimes I have to put my head on his shoulder, Anne-Marie. But he's sitting there beside me.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, you know, how often, I love that, how often do we struggle on our own and try, fail, and it's like, I'm here, I'm just waiting for you to lean in and ask me for help, you know. I've got the solution already mapped out for you. You just need to turn
Absolutely.
Your attention and surrender often. And that can be quite, you know, for those of us that do have an entrepreneurial drive, if you will, to surrender, to give up that control, to sometimes even to slow down, because we've got an idea and we chase that, but we've got to remember, hang on a minute, we've just take it back a little bit. And particularly, you know, for those of us who really want to contribute to the kingdom and build a kingdom business or a business that honors him in every way, we do need to be reminded, don't we, to slow down and lean in. Has that been something that you've constantly done? Because, you know, as you said, through your career, there have been people that you've turned around, that you've built relationships with previously, that you're now able to tap into, that has brought your business to the next stage and then the next stage. And that's so that's something. What else do you do? Do you lean in? What sort of things do you do? Because this is important for us, you know, if we want to build successful businesses, to look at what are other people doing and can we do things better like that as well?
Well, one of the things that I've been, here again, that so many blessings is that I do have a regular prayer line every morning at 5:30 in the morning, which, trust me, is not always the easiest to do. But at 5:30 in the morning, I do have a prayer line that we call into. And we're going through that. We don't move very fast, but we're going through the Bible. Right now we're in the book of Isaiah. And that, you know, that is really good. And I have little around, I will have little verses to trust in, you know, to trust in the Lord. And sometimes I have, you know, I'm far from perfect and I don't do this all the time. And there's times I just have to say, okay, Lord, you're going to have to do this. You know, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do now. So it's up to you. And I attended a prayer retreat last year in August, and one of the pastors that was there, I loved his sermon because the title of it was Never Early, But Never Too Late. And that's the way the Lord is for us. He's never early, but he's never too late.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I've lived on commission. In fact, my husband and I, when we were both working, we were both on commission. And I always said, if you want to really have a faith-based marriage, have you both work on commission, you know. But it, you don't know where it's going to come from. You just have to get up every day and open up, you know, and open up and say, okay, Lord, you know, where do you want me today? What do you want me to do?
Yes. You know what, when you said about, you know, he's never too early, never too late, you know, it's often the waiting, I think, or the time frame that it seems like we're not going anywhere, we're just stuck and stagnant.
Yes.
I have looked back on periods of my life that was happening, that there wasn't anything happening. I just needed to surrender something, give something up to him, or he needed to develop in me a strength or a new way of looking at things that, and it was a lesson, a life lesson that I needed to learn. And so I think sometimes when we look back to how we've grown, and you know how we've leaned in and really been, you know, had a word that was imparted, or we had heard a sermon that really gave us the word that or the thing that we were looking for. You know, we often pray, Lord, show me, tell me what I need to do, and then all of a sudden there's a sermon that speaks right into it. That's like, wow, okay, thank you, got that message. That really carries us through, doesn't it? Because I think sometimes the greatest impact and works that God can do is when we just surrender everything and it's completely out of our hands and we have absolute trust and faith. That's when miracles can happen. Yes.
And you know, I think a lot of times we have to be in maybe not the best place in our life. I heard a long time ago that flowers grow in the valleys, they don't grow on the mountaintops. And if you think about that, so true. And a good friend of mine, he has always said that if you've not had trouble in your life, look out. Because the garbage truck is ready to dump on you. And when it dumps on you, you have two choices. You can sit in the garbage and be garbage, or you can take the garbage and make fertilizer and grow beautiful flowers. You know, and there's definitely times in all of our lives, but it makes life so much easier when you don't, you know, I believe that a lot of things like depression and anxiety come from when our, you know, that our faith isn't strong enough.
And also too, I think, you know, in the Bible, we're reminded, renew your mind every morning, because if we don't, I think we can, the enemy can continue to, we really can think ourselves into a rut. And, you know, sometimes what I do now, thank the Lord, is like, okay, blah, 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 that's it, enough, let go. Now, how would I like it to be? What do I need to do? What verse can I read? What do I need to surrender and leave at the, you know, at the foot of the cross? And what do I know to be true? And sometimes it's what I know to be true is I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to move forward because I trust that, you know, the path is going to be there. But I think, you know, each and every one of us are faced with challenges, but we've got a choice.
Absolutely.
We have a choice, don't we? We have a free will on how we're going to approach that. So we can approach that on bended knee and with his support, Or we can, yeah, do the opposite, which is unfortunately so sad, considering that, you know, we have a great God who is there to support us. Marilyn, what are some of the things that you're going to be working on? I mean, obviously, there's so many different projects and things, but what are some exciting things that you're looking forward to in your business? Or maybe there's a couple of projects that you're working on that's really exciting.
Okay. A couple of things. I've got some wedding pillows to do. And one of the other things that I'm doing that is really cool is for just making a little wrap to go around the bride's bouquet. I've taken fabric from the wedding gown. Mm-hmm. And then just, like I said, that's a real simple thing that, you know, that people can do. You can do that, mm-hmm. you know, people can do that yourself. You don't have to be really talented or know how to sew or anything to do that. That's a really good one. I've also got right now, I've got a flower girl dress that we're doing for she's four, mm-hmm. and she's so adorable. And when she was here the last time for her fitting, she told me that she wanted to make sure that she wanted her dress twirly. And I said, it's going to be twirly if that's what you want. I've got the other thing that's kind of, this is really cool. I'm doing some placemats from fabric that one of my friends, her brother brought her from Thailand.
Ah.
So she's going to, and we're going to have those done. She's hosting for Easter Sunday dinner. Mm. And she's going to be using those that her brother brought her, the fabric that her brother brought her from Thailand.
Wow.
So that's really fun. Mm. We're doing. I'm just trying to think what else. Oh, this is something else that was really cute. I don't know here again. I don't know if in Australia, but here in the States, do you remember the old vintage, what we call them, tea towels? They're dish towels, and they're made from not a real fine weave fabric. It's kind of a rough weave fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like they originally, believe it or not, they originally came from flour sacks because when I was a little girl, flour used to come. It didn't come in paper. It came in cloth fabric.
Right.
And they would make dish towels from that. So I'm doing some embroidery because I also do my own embroidery.
Yes.
So I'm going to do that. I got that real cute today. Mm. We're doing some really cool things next week. We have Fort Leavenworth is here. Mm-hmm. It's on the outside of Kansas City. And I go to the Fort Leavenworth Spouses Club, which is a really great place. And we're doing a lot of the dish towels, and we're putting like Kansas and Missouri, the state flowers and the state birds and things like that, because there's going to be about 2,400 families that are going to be leaving in July and there'll be 2,400 new families moving in.
Amazing.
And they like to have something for remembrance from being here.
Yes.
So we found those to be very, very popular and they're real fun. They're real fun to make. Probably the one thing that we've done, and I wish I had one to show you. I wasn't thinking to do it, but we also make a really cool microwave bowl holder from vintage fabrics that have been a big hit because they're cotton. And you can put cotton in the microwave. You can't put polyester. It'll melt. But cotton you can do. And we've got some real cute little vintage purses that we're making. Vintage fabric.
Yeah.
So we got a lot.
Lots of exciting things. Yeah.
Just a lot. Yeah.
It's exciting. And I think, you know, as you are making the pieces, you know, when you're thinking about the work that you do and the impact it's going to have on the lives of the people who are going to use that, isn't it wonderful to know that what you're doing, your gifts and talents, if you will, are going to impact so many incredible memories. Each time someone looks at those, the dishcloths or the placemats, whatever it may be, brings back the memories. And I think that's right. When your work that you do and the impact that you have is such a blessing, it really in return is a blessing back to you, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And it's just, you build such great relationships with people over it. And I'm very much a people person.
Yeah.
And, you know, that just makes it so worth. And then when someone will come back to me again,
yes.
You know, I'm to the point now, or I get a referral, you know, that someone thought enough of me that, you know, to tell a friend about me.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's huge.
Yes.
That's just really, really huge. Mm. And, you know, like you say, to be able to walk into a room or to pull out, a christening gown in, you know, 30 or 40 years and think, oh, wow, look at where this goes back to and who's with us, you know?
Yeah.
I was so blessed. I had such wonderful grandparents. Mm. And so, you know, being able to think about someone can, you know, and my kids, you know, they want to know stories about their grandparents and their great grandparents.
Yes. They do, don't they? And I think,
and you know what? They do.
And what's sad, I think, when you think of the lives that so many of us now run, we're so busy. And my mother's still alive too, 98 she is, but she's starting to slow down for sure. And my daughter and I, my youngest, who still lives at home, we'll go to see her every week. And she's saying, now tell me more about Oma, because she's Dutch. And the story that she said, oh, you never told me about that. They're really, you know, the young ones, they're interested because there's history there, isn't it? And I think the days, and this is going to say, the days where we did sit around the table to share the stories of this person and that person, I think sometimes is missing when we're rushing around and just being busy with life and stuff. So there's certainly incredible memories that we can share when we've got an item to talk about. Well, this was this, and then it once was that. And I think we're thinking back, and I'm sure I've got this correct, the wedding dress that that was my mother's was actually made from, whether I don't know if it was sheets, but window dressing, very beautiful, because in the old days, in those days, the actual material they used in instances was beautiful. It really was. The fabric that they had was, and you really looked after it. Now, a lot of it's just hang up, and when we don't like it anymore, we just throw it out, kind of thing, which is quite sad. But
you're talking about that. A couple of things that come back to me from that I got from customers in New York were one was to make pillows from. She sent me her. I think it was her mother's, and it was the most beautiful. It was like a peignoir set, and it was a dress, and then it had a coat. It was a long dress, and then it had a long coat with it. It was absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And then I did pillows from a christening gown from 1902.
Wow. Just to even hold that fabric, I don't know. Good, you're so courageous to hold something of that vintage and actually cut it. It's like, oh, I hope I don't get it wrong. It's not like I can pop down to the corner shop to get another piece.
You're careful, exactly. You're very. Yeah. But see, the first pillows that I made from my dress, which my mother made, and so so I've learned to be very respectful and very careful.
Yes.
Of what I do, and there's actually some wonderful products out. I don't know if I've gotten wedding gowns that had everything from spaghetti sauce, and then a lot of times the bottoms of them get dirty because you wear them and they rub on the ground. And I've found a wonderful product that will clean all that up. So that really works nicely.
Yes,
and it just it just brings it, just brings the color out, takes all the dirt out and really makes the white. But you are right about the fabric. The fabric from back 40, 50 years ago is so different than what we have today.
Yeah. It's just knocking my microphone there. There's a saying, I think, if I get it correctly, because sometimes I mix sayings up in my excitement, that if only the walls could speak. I think that's, isn't it? We're
that's
like
correct.
Rooms and memories. But in your instance, if only this fabric from 1902 could speak, the memories that it would hold, where it's been, who it's seen, and who was around at the time.
Yes.
I think, just incredible.
Well, I know that the christening gown from 1902 came with the family when they immigrated, when they came through Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
That came along.
Yes.
So, you know, so it's just, just think about the heritage there.
Oh, and even the fact that someone has kept it and then passed it on and passed it on. I mean, how often do we, I'll just throw that old piece of, you know, old things out, yet it's got such incredible memories that can now be repurposed. Yes. And
you know, there are people that don't, you know, that's not their thing, and that's fine. Mm. You know, I have, we all like what we like.
Yes.
But it's just been so rewarding to me. And I put together a presentation a while back. I called it, if Jesus ran a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went back basically to through scripture. And I did a presentation for a Christian networking group that I'm involved in.
Wow.
And I did, you know, and just said, you know, do you run your business like Jesus would run his?
Mm.
And that was really, you know, that makes you stop and think a lot too.
Yes. Yeah, it certainly does. And I think, you know, the impact that we can have, the integrity when dealing with our clients and being the best we can possibly be, I think... that's exactly how he would be too. And from the feedback that I get from many people, not just on this show, that obviously is what they are really intending to do and continue to deliver. But that tends to be a real standout. You know, even a number of my clients and colleagues have given feedback that unfortunately there's a lot of promises out there that are not delivered. So as Christian entrepreneurs and business owners, if we continue to do that, that in itself is going to be a huge standout.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And the other thing, if someone doesn't have one, because I have two groups that I'm very active in that are Christian, they're really Christian businesswomen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's such a great network.
Yes.
And it's such a great, support system.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, it's important, isn't it?
You know, and you grow, it becomes such a sisterhood.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, you'll have to, Marilyn, invite them back, tell them about the show. And certainly
definitely.
Let them listen and listen to you and see you on Facebook Live. But we're always looking for great guests. Now, without further ado, because I just noticed the time, we've been having such a wonderful conversation. How can people find out more about the wonderful services and just what you do? What's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Okay, there's a couple of ways. First of all, my website, which is just www.marilynarnolddesigns.com,
mm-hmm.
Has a lot of things. They can also go to my Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/Marilyn Arnold Designs, and see a lot of things that way. I'm also on LinkedIn, and I'm not sure what my so those are a couple. But
yeah.
The best two ways would be my website. And then, because it gives all my contact information, and then message me on Facebook.
Fabulous.
I would be happy to answer any questions that they might have. And, you know, then we can talk, we can Skype, we can, discuss a lot of things that way.
Yeah, and so what we'll also do, Marilyn, is we'll put all of those details, because we have all of those on the show, on the notes that you gave us. So we'll put that on the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE71. ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE71. So, Marilyn, before we go, one of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests, and I would be honored to do that for you, is just say a word of prayer and blessing for you.
I would love that.
Okay. So let's finish the show with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to share the insights, the wisdom, and also Marilyn's testimony. And Lord, the work that she is able to do is recreate memories that can be passed down from generation to generation, from fabrics, from yesteryear. And it's just such a blessing and a gift that she can continue to support her clients that way. Father, we just want to pray for Marilyn, for her business, for her husband, family, for your continued blessing and favor on her business and on her life as she continues to build her kingdom business and, of course, run her business as Jesus would, with compassion and just developing relationships and just showing your love through the work that she continues to do. Father, we pray also, too, for her clients and that they will continue just to treasure the items that they now have through working with Marilyn. Father, we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much, Erin.
My pleasure. It has been such a wonderful time speaking with you. I think, I feel I'm very blessed. I can hear about people's journeys and stories. And I think, every single piece that you have worked on, I can see really has a special memory and a story behind that. And I think it just reminds us, isn't it, to continue having those stories and sharing them, because somewhere someone can hear that and be inspired and empowered. And I thank you for taking that time today.
Well, and I thank you for inviting me. And the Lord's blessings on you also.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.